So, Shannon, this is a groundbreaking agreement that was negotiated between the communities, which are Moffat County and Craig and Tri-State. And everybody functioned and negotiated in good faith. And what we came up with is, for the first time, we thought it was a great opportunity to generate a trust fund for economic development. Tri-State has agreed, beginning in 26, to make payments of $5.5 million each year for the first 4 years, so 26, 27, 28, and 29. That's $22 million that will go into an economic development trust fund for the community, community benefit. And so on top of that, they have agreed to initiate what they call backstop payments. And those are, you'll see in the settlement agreement, they start in 28. They go to 2038, so 2028 to 2038. So over that 11-year period, those backstop payments start out at $7 million a year for 4 years, then $5 million, $4 million, $3 million, and down to $1 million in 2038. Now, what those payments say is that they will make payments according to that schedule, but they will have the opportunity to invest in Moffat County to build resources, energy resources, such as solar fields or gas plants or geothermal or any form of energy that's approved for construction in Moffat County and generates property tax would go against the backstop payments. So they can offset those backstop payments by making those investments in Moffat County, which is an important feature in the settlement agreement. Out of those backstop payments, a total of $48 million. In a perfect world, they would put together a program where they make investments and build resources that would actually offset the majority of those payments. Of course, with the timeline that they have, that's unlikely to happen. Initially, they'll have the plant operating by 2028. It'll be closing soon after that, but they'll have some backstop with the functioning Craig Station. And they'll also benefit from backstop with the construction of the Axial Basin solar field. That's kind of how it works. There's other benefits in the settlement agreement, which includes, especially for the benefit of Moffat County, the augmentation, the water resources augmentation plan. And so they'll be looking to, after the plant closes, looking to transfer water rights. Sufficient from storage from Elkhead from a specific water right that Tri-State holds to help Moffat County offset the impact of over-appropriation on the Yampa River, which will allow for future growth in Moffat County with the dedication of some of those water rights to augment the needs to overcome that over-appropriation in certain areas. Now, those things will have to be, of course, approved by Water Court. But those are things that Tri-State has committed to.